producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You just can't make this stuff up. Truth is stranger than fiction. Who said truth is stranger than fiction? Let's look up that quote. I think it's so old. I don't think it's attributed last time I tried to check. McDonald's gives free vaccines with Happy Meals, Infowars.com, and Anthony Gucciardi links directly into the McDonald's promotion page at the Amarillo newspaper. I mean, this is just completely insane that they're offering free vaccines. And, of course, they don't give you the insert, though. That, oh, this might give you pancreatitis. Oh, this might give you Guillain-Barré. Oh, this might give you epilepsy. This might kill you. They just go, safe and effective. Conspiracy theorists are lying scum. Even though anybody could get the insert and read it for yourself like we did last week obnoxiously for an hour. I sat there and read a page and a half in fine print of the adverse reactions. Hey, want to get type 1 diabetes? They'll tell you it's genetic. I'm no medical doctor, but I've talked to medical doctors at major hospitals here in Austin. And they go, Alex, you're absolutely right. What you say you've read the literature on, and my dad told me this years ago, and he's an oral surgeon, but he's done research into it, that vaccines can attack your pancreas, your brain, you name it. And then when your pancreas goes out, they go, oh, it's genetic. And I was talking to a medical doctor that works in a major children's hospital in Central Texas, and he was talking about the fact that, yeah, they're now connecting it to kids getting shots, but they don't know what to do because they just come in, all these little kids that are now type 1 diabetics, and then they have pancreatitis. They get pancreatitis, and then suddenly, and I'll ask Dr. Wakefield about this because he's a medical doctor, and then suddenly they can't process sugar anymore. Suddenly they don't have enough, I guess it's the insulin being released, and then now they're in the medical system for the rest of their lives. And I've talked to medical doctors. They're the ones telling me about this. And then Rob Dew goes, yeah, did you notice in the Merck MMR shot, the measles vaccine, that's one of the three things in here, that it says it can give you the measles in two different spots and that it can give you pancreatitis and then diabetes. It says diabetes. It says diabetes. It says diabetes. And then I'm talking to medical doctors, and they're like, shh, don't tell anybody, but we think it's giving people diabetes, type 1. And then it's hiding in plain view. A lot of this is just common sense. I'm out there flying a drone with my cousin and my son at Zilker Park the other day. And I go, you know, I bet they're going to put in the firmware of these, because they're all GPS now, even a $300 one. That's what stabilizes it to where you can't fly into certain government areas. And Buckley goes, oh, no, David Knight did a report on that. You must have missed it. Yeah, I actually read the owner's manual. It says that there's all these areas being updated where you can't go, and they just updated it for the White House when the same model crashed in the White House. And see, I was just thinking, oh, I bet they do this. And then it was already being done. I mean, usually I'm not even ahead of the curve. I'm on the curve or behind it. I'm just willing to talk about it. So I'm thinking, oh, you know, for years, I've heard it might be connected to pancreatitis and diabetes, blah, 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 and it's, you know, it's in the insert. Like I'm here revealing something to you. That's what's so frustrating about all this, is that so much of it is cut and dry. So much of it is cut and dry, and we just get lost in all the complexity that's out there. And we decided that, well, the people in charge, they know what to do. I'll just let them run things, because people think that they're getting away with something not being involved or informed. What you're getting away with is not living a good life and not being active and not being empowered. I mean, it's exciting to know how stuff works. And it's exciting to stand up for people's health. And it's exciting to sit up here. I mean, I crave getting more affiliates and more listeners. I want you to send your friends and family to this show so I can sit here and warn them like an obnoxious gorilla yelling at them that, hey, you better read the insert. That's why I crave a bigger audience.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk about terrorism. I see the headlines in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the LA Times every day. It's a full court press, and not just here, but all over the Western world. Not just the Western world, in India. Bullying, saying we need to arrest people that don't vaccinate. We need to take their driver's license away. We need to have the IRS fine them now that it's over Obamacare. And here's the latest article out, Time Magazine. Unvaccinated families, addresses should be made public. Like you're a child molester. Just like they try to do concealed carry gun owners, who statistically have the lowest crime rate in the country, lower than off-duty police officers, the second safest group. Not bashing the police there. It is the concealed carry. Look it up. Unbelievable. Here's Newsweek. Andrew Wakefield, father of the anti-vaccine movement, responds to the current measles outbreak for the first time. And what they'll do is they'll take a prominent, intelligent doctor, scientist, or the food babe who's talented and smart and a good spokesperson. They'll pick them, try to destroy them, claim that they're a hoaxer, claim they're a liar, a lot of people like Brian Williams do it, saying it's been proven that Obamacare doesn't, you know, have a death panel when it does, and then they'll say, this person's been discredited when they haven't been. They engage in hoaxes, saying that we're engaged in hoaxes, saying safe and effective, there are no problems, when there's a secret vaccine court, and they've paid out billions of dollars in the last 30 years to keep people quiet. And it's happening all over the world. And the inserts say it can make you sick, say it can give you Guillain-Barré, say it can give you neurological disorder. I'm looking at the MMR shot right here that's got the measles in it. Diabetes. This is what it says on the back page in the reactions and side effects. Endocrine system, diabetes, digestive system, pancreatitis, and it goes on. Right down here, measles-like rash. And then it goes on to say that if you take it for 60 days, you shouldn't be around anyone because you can give it to people. It says 60 days. This is from Merck, MMR, right here. So incredibly frustrating. And now we have top scientists in the CDC, in Merck, in these big companies coming out and saying, yeah, we covered up the link to autism. See, they're the ones that covered it up, not Andrew Wakefield. Now, you think about that. Folks, they took his medical license in England. His associate that was a co-author just got it back and was just exonerated last week. But it's in the back of a few British newspapers. British court throws out conviction of autism vaccine MD Andrew Wakefield's co-author, completely exonerated. Andrew Wakefield's lawsuit against the author of what I think is a quack study by a journalist saying vaccines are totally wonderful and Wakefield engaged in deception with no proof. That's what they do, or they build a straw man. They build a straw man. Like MSNBC saying, Alex Jones says kill police, and they show no clip because it's a you-know-what lie. Starts with a D, but I'm not going to say it on air. It's a lie. These people, you think Brian Williams is bad? You think he's bad? That's nothing claiming he got shot down in a helicopter and he was an hour and a half away. That's nothing compared to getting up there on television like Rachel Maddow's done and like Megyn Kelly has done and said, listen, Wakefield's totally discredited. There's nothing wrong with vaccines. It totally protects you. Get the shot. It's wonderful. That's a lie. And they demonize Jenny McCarthy, anybody that tries to stand up. And then if we don't stand behind the leaders when we investigate them and find out that they were heroes, not villains, then they can take us down. See, that's what it's all about. If they can take down the icons, they can take everybody down. And so we're going to go for the rest of the hour, a little bit into the next hour, to Dr. Andrew Wakefield. I just want to exhibit here briefly for TV viewers that, I mean, I'm showing you the MMR vaccine insert that came with it. We got it at Walgreens a month ago. And it just says measles, don't be around somebody for 60 days if you have it. It can give you diabetes because you have pancreatitis. And then if your pancreas doesn't turn back on, you got diabetes. You got type 1 diabetes. I mean, it just says it. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm reading it. This is so shocking. We've gotten emails and calls saying, oh, it can't say that. People cannot believe this. Now, let me just show you a few other articles, and we're going to go to our guest. This is out of Time magazine. In Germany, a better vaccine for politicians. Turns out they get secret vaccines that don't have all the additives and that are higher standards of quality. No one with the right mind is debating that the science of this artificially learned immunity doesn't work, but it has side effects. And if these companies are exempt, then you're going to cover up. I mean, imagine an industry that was exempt. It'd be a nightmare, and it is. And they don't want to fix their industry. They want to destroy people that stand up for public health and do their job and follow the Hippocratic Oath. And I'm not kissing his butt, but instead of people carrying him on their shoulders, he's had to put his life back together again. And they can do that to anybody. Continuing, government to get special swine flu vaccine. Another headline. Flashback, UN halts Syrian vaccination program after dozens of children die. German chancellor, ministers get special vaccine. Eat It Up, CBC, Greenpeace, others. Monsanto cafeterias do not serve GMO. Do not serve it. I mean, I could just keep going. Now, I just want to tell you, we've got major whistleblowers going public. Everything's imploding on them right now. They're about to have congressional hearings in Congress. That's why they're doubling down again on Fox News demonizing this man. And then they could demonize all the millions of parents that have brain-damaged children. And they can demonize all the adults and veterans that have got serious medical problems from their vaccines and tumors growing out from the injection sites. I mean, it's a nightmare. Because these people are divorced from reality. Just like Bayer got caught and convicted 12 years ago in French and Australian court of knowingly shipping out factor 8 filled with hepatitis and HIV to millions of hemophiliacs. And there were corporate minutes where they said, so what? We're shipping it. Just didn't care. It was a death sentence, a long, horrible death. And Bayer didn't care. Now, are you mad at them or are you mad at Brian Williams? No, let's not get mad at Brian Williams. Let's just say Dr. Wakefield's the bad guy. So he joins us here, his colleague exonerated. I want to give you the floor, try to shut up. I'm just so excited. Walk through your colleague by the British court, where your lawsuit's going. These huge whistleblowers coming out, the British studies that they'd suppressed years before you did yours. You weren't even aware of them. Recap for everybody. We're going to skip this network break. This is a public service announcement. Call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in right now because this is probably killing more people, in my view, than cigarettes. And and we need clean vaccines. We need good drugs, but we don't have them. Dr. Wakefield, again, we salute you for your groundbreaking work. And, you know, Galileo said that the earth wasn't the center of the world, and they locked him up for the rest of his life. So we haven't gotten to that level, though they've been trying, and so we appreciate you.
Alex, thank you very much. It's great to be back. I think you're absolutely right. What we're looking at is a system that is in meltdown right now, and they're in meltdown for a number of reasons. You can only sustain a lie, a falsehood, for so long. And now that Dr. William Thompson, senior CDC scientist, has come forward and said that they have known for 13 years that MMR vaccine is causally associated with autism, and they have hidden it from the public, from doctors, from public health officials, from everybody. They've kept it to an inner circle of people who knew the truth all along and have allowed millions of children to be put in harm's way in the interim. And he could no longer live with that, and he's come forward with that now. And one has to hope that that goes before a congressional committee sooner rather than later. And if I have one message for your listeners and your viewers, it is that you must implore that your congressman take this very, very seriously and support Congressman Bill Posey's efforts to get this before a committee just as soon as possible.
Looking at this now, they're doubling down. It's like we're Jews in Nazi Germany that we don't want to get vaccinated. Arrest us, publish our names, where we live, come after us, take our children. I mean, they're really doubling down.
It's desperate, isn't it? And it's rather like Salem, or more recently, as you point out, it's rather like the Nazis banning Jews from using public transportation in order to avoid being contaminated by suspected infection. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful.
Oh, that's what they said. Yeah, you're right.
So we're seeing that kind of reaction now to what's happening. And it's very well orchestrated. It's heavily funded with billions of dollars of public relations fund, and it's failing. It's failing.
It is failing.
Because it's a lie. And if you have a vaccination policy in this country which mandates, which takes your children away, which puts you at gunpoint, which puts parents in prison for not vaccinating, that is not built upon public trust or confidence. That is a disaster. And public health policy, vaccination policy, requires the confidence of the public, and they have lost it.
Wow, this is epic. Think about it. In America and Europe, they're trying to make vaccines forced, and they're coming out with hundreds of new ones where companies lobby, and then government says it's the law to take it. They tried to have Rick Perry a few years ago run the hoax of saying it was the law with the Gardasil. I mean, there's no end to the depths. And as you said, I'm here following it. I'm here talking to the public. They're doubling, tripling down. It is backfiring. But it shows this totalitarian instinct that now permeates government.
Yeah, that's the notion of treating or protecting children against serious infectious disease with safe and effective vaccines is a laudable one. We both recognize.
I want them.
Absolutely. But the current schedule, and certainly MMR, meets none of those criteria. None at all. And we have a major, major problem. Let me characterize this. There are measles outbreaks apparently now in California and elsewhere. MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, does not protect against measles. Measles vaccine protects against measles. And the only recommendation that I have ever made in respect of MMR is to give them separately and delay them so that you have an interval between each vaccine.
That's what the Japanese have done for 20 years.
Well, the Japanese are an extremely good example because the Japanese had MMR.
They don't want a bunch of brain-damaged children.
When MMR came in Japan, there was a dramatic rise in the incidence of autism. What they found is that the vaccine caused meningitis. The mumps strain of the vaccine caused meningitis. Public confidence was lost, and the vaccine was stopped. And the uptake of the vaccine and the decline in the use of the vaccine exactly mirrors the rising and falling incidence of autism. Now, what happened next was that there was a dramatic rebound in the incidence of autism. It went up, skyrocketed. Why? They never used MMR again. But what the vaccine policy recommendation was in Japan was to use to give children at 12 months the measles and rubella vaccine on the same day and to give voluntary mumps vaccination not less than 4 weeks later. Now that, in many ways, is still giving combination viral vaccines. So you're recapitulating the same problem that you have with MMR. Now, the kicker is, Alex, that the single mumps vaccine, the one that caused meningitis, when it was given on its own, caused little or no meningitis at all. It was when it was put into the MMR that there was an unacceptable level of meningitis. What does that tell us? It tells us that you get a novel, unexpected, adverse event associated with the combination vaccine that you did not get with the single.
And you studied this. Dr. Blaylock, who's coined a lot of terms that are now in mainline medical journals, says that there's basically an adjuvant effect of mixing them together. It just makes them many times more powerful. Mixing them, or what is it?
It certainly alters their behavior. And this was recognized as soon as they were put together. It's called viral interference. And they were concerned that it influences the protective immune response. There was no concern whatsoever, except amongst the Japanese, about safety. No concern. You cannot take three live viral agents and put them into combination and just expect that one and one and one equal three. They don't.
And I saw they're now coming out with some vaccines that are floating that have as many as 10.
Yes, for example, with the live viral vaccines, they put in the chickenpox vaccine. When they did that, it doubled the rate of febrile convulsions. There again is a classic example of more is not better.
But these inserts say they can give you convulsions. So why are we being attacked when the insert says all this?
I wonder how many patients or parents actually get to see that insert, Alex. I wonder how many people ask for it, and I wonder how many doctors spontaneously show it as part of the informed consent process. Very, very few.
Well, we told folks that there were some tips on to win the lottery in here, or maybe fantasy football, they might read it. But, I mean, if I was going to put any drug I want to put in my body, I don't care what it is, antibiotics, anything, I go read the insert.
You want to know what's in there.
This is just crazy. And for those that don't know, each vial of the MMR or any other vaccine or drug in the box with it, by law, comes this. So they have this at Walgreens, at CVS.
I think parents need the choice. They need the choice. In the presence of the current concerns about the safety of MMR vaccine, they must have a choice of how to protect their children against infectious disease.
Well, I know you're here warning people, you know, as a doctor and, you know, trying to save folks, but tell us about your story, recapping it briefly, where it is, where your lawsuit is, your co-author being exonerated. I know you're moving towards that. You've been exonerated with the whistleblowers, the previous studies. But this has got to really hurt the people that tried to destroy you, as just fate would have it, all this evidence pours out.
Well, Alex, I've been in this 20 years now, and that's feels like many, many lifetimes. But we listened to parents who said that my child was perfectly normal. I'm not anti-vaccine. I took my child to get vaccinated. When I did that, they got the MMR, and they regressed into autism. And they also developed gastrointestinal symptoms. And as a physician interested in gastrointestinal disease, I recommended those children should get investigated for that. They were investigated by the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologist at the time, Professor Walker Smith, who you've just mentioned, my co-author on the paper, and he found that they had an inflammatory bowel disease. We treated that disease. Not only did the bowel disease symptoms improve, but the behavioral and autistic symptoms improved. It was the beginning of a fascinating journey, but we had to investigate whether the parents were also right about whether the vaccine had precipitated in this. That's when the problem started. And so Murdoch's brought his team of journalists along, Brian Deer. They came up with this extraordinary story that we had involved ourselves in fraud and deception, that we had made it up, there was no ethical approval, all of this kind of thing, while at the same time holding back from the General Medical Council inquiry vital documents that showed there was indeed ethical approval for this study. He knew throughout the investigation and the proceedings that he had in his possession key documents. That was an obstruction of justice.
Have you ever physically been around this guy? That was you. I bet you get angry.
I get angry, but, you know, it's not about me. It's not about me, Alex.
No, I know, but, I mean, this guy's trying to cover up what's going on with children. He's a despicable character, in my opinion.
Yeah, one thing I cannot forgive him for is the damage done to the children, because now we are many, many years on, and because the bowel disease in the minds of many was synonymous with vaccine injury, that had to be declared a fraud as well.
Because people were getting such good results in slowing or reversing it, God forbid we get a treatment for this.
That's right, and the trouble is that all of those children did not get investigated because doctors were terrified of doing the right thing. Terrified of looking after their patients properly, of treating these
children. That's right. Trying to destroy you was meant to scare everybody off before this got further investigated. But go back in, it turns out there have been some other studies that you didn't know about that had found similar things.
Yeah, now there have been studies from Canada, from the Far East, from here in America, confirming that beyond a doubt, these children have a novel inflammatory bowel disease in many cases that is amenable to treatment. And the key is not to walk away from the fight, because if you walk away from the fight, other doctors are just going to have no yardstick by which to judge what they should do.
I know you have to be very careful in science, even going off other studies and things, because they'll take what you're saying out of context and claim, oh, he's saying this, oh, he's saying that. But when I have Dr. Blaylock on, who's a famous brain surgeon and, you know, wrote major papers on endocrines and on so many other things and excitotoxins, I mean, in the inserts, I'm no doctor, but I can sit here and read all the things that this does. I know I worked for a large animal vet for a year, a small animal vet for 3 years in high school, and they would say, tell people, don't vaccinate your pet every year. It's causing them to have convulsions. It's causing them to have allergies. It's causing them to have diarrhea. It's causing them to die. And so they've kind of got the laws changed now where they vaccinate every 3 to 4 years, and the animals are in a lot better, though the lobby's coming back trying to say every year now. So it's the same thing. So I was 15, 16 years old, listening to Jess Adkins, the large animal vet in East Texas, you know, saying, you know, these vaccines have got some problems. So, I mean, I remember hearing about that. But if I read this insert for the MMR shot, Merck & Co., Inc., White House Station, New Jersey, when I sit here and I read this, it says diabetes, pancreatitis, Guillain-Barré. I mean, it says all these neurological disorders. It says it can kill you. I mean, it's just page after page in Bible paper. It's super thin, saying all the stuff it can do. Measles-like rashes. So, as best we can tell, what is it doing? It's causing an autoimmune thing, an inflammation in the pancreas, in the intestines, in the brain. What's happening, doctor?
Well, just come back to the point you made. The vets were way ahead of the curve. The vets recognized these problems and dealt with them far, far sooner than medical professionals have. And they took the thimerosal, the mercury preservative, out of vaccines many years before it was even considered to be taken out of human vaccines, because they recognized that it was doing harm. And as you say, they spaced the vaccines out because they recognized they were the pets were being given too many vaccines too frequently. So if only we took a lead from the vets, we wouldn't necessarily be in the same position we are now. Now, how's it working? Well, I think there are many, many ways. And the trouble is, Alex, by the time we see these children, they are so sick and their systems are so deranged that it's very difficult to say what happened first. Tracing it back to the first thing that went wrong is very, very difficult. But certainly the immune system is very much disturbed. There is an autoimmune component. The body turns upon itself. And so I think it's in large part an immune-mediated disease that affects not just the brain, but the rest of the body systems as well in many cases.
So poison ivy is an autoimmune issue. AIDS is when your T lymphocytes are gone and you lose the programmer cells, I guess. I mean, as best I've, from all my years of research in the medical literature, it just seems like it's causing a serious autoimmune disorder. I've also seen a lot of reports linking Crohn's disease, that's really expanding and growing and spreading, to people that have been vaccinated.
Yeah, well, that's where how we got into this initially, looking at measles vaccine and Crohn's disease. And we still don't know the answer on that, because these diseases are so complex. Causation is not simple.
But we know they're exploding right now.
We absolutely know that there are epidemics of these immune diseases which are seen in the most highly vaccinated populations of the world and are far less common in those children.
We're on the march.
Getting lower rates
the empires.
We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. I'm Alex Jones.
And the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When the night, my friends, it is a normal response to get excited, to get upset, to get motivated. When you sit here and you know about the history of secret experimentation, you know about all the problems with vaccines, you know about major pharmaceutical companies knowing that their products are killing people. And then I was talking to one of the top people in the state who I happened to run into, and I looked them up later, and it was who they said they were. Basically, right near the top of the state vaccine program. And he said, Alex, we do know that it's hurting people, but there's a greater good in the vaccination overall. So we're we are aware. And we know that it's true. And we know it's causing the neurological disorders. And I talked to the guy on the hike on the back trail for like 20 minutes. And he said, I tell you who I am, but just don't say my name. And I went and Googled him, and there he was. But he seemed like he was struggling with himself, but he had the rationalization. But the end justifies the means. No, it doesn't. Because most of these vaccines don't even protect you. Like the diarrhea vaccine they have was killing a bunch of kids. They had to pull off the market. Sometimes it's a blessing that it's so bad, it kills so many. like Gardasil, it gets banned in Japan and restricted in other countries. Not here, of course. America is a dumping ground. So is the UK, where people just line up and worship the gods in the white lab coats. Well, the gods in the white lab coats aren't doctors. More and more, they're just delivery boys, delivery girls for Big Pharma, and they're robots. And now under Obamacare, the National Health Service in England, pretty much you medically do what the standard computerized order tells you is what you do when you enter in this criteria, and that's the move towards phasing humans out. You'll just have technicians over computers and over systems that decide what to do. We have a government that has secret death lists for the veterans. That's come out in the news, and they have the IBM Watson computer decides who to give treatment and who not to. So the bioethics board doesn't feel bad. They don't have to, you know, not treat the 55-year-old vet who's had a heart attack. And they go, well, he might only live 10 years, the actuary shows. And so it's not worth it in the money. Just let him die of a heart attack. Or the computer says he'll probably die within 6 months. I mean, that comes out in the news. And we're like, well, you know, and let's just trust the system. No, there is social engineering going on above this. Dr. Wakefield doesn't go there. And I haven't even asked him what he thinks is going on at the bottom of the rabbit hole. I know. When Bayer said, you know what, do the world a favor, there's too many hemophiliacs. It's like Dr. Sock's associate on that PBS report said, yeah, it turns out hundreds of millions of people were given a polio vaccine that had cancer viruses in it. We estimate a lot of people got cancer and died from it. He goes, but we joke, there are too many people. I could play that clip right now if you'd like me to. So that's the larger issue. I'm going to give our guest the floor as best I can to really get into all the other things that have happened, what's unfolded, let him roll for a while because he's so polite he'll pause and I'll take over. But this is epic stuff, and we're on the verge of bringing these people down on so many fronts. Brian Williams is just one window into that. Hillary Clinton, all of these people, they're the hoaxers, they're the fraudsters. And we got to get our human anger back and our motivation to do something about it. And you need to fund this operation. The TV system launching, doing very well, reaching millions more every week. The news websites, the radio show is the heart of it all. We are expanding here, and we'll try to expand a little bit more and then maintain at that level is the plan. And we're almost there. It is essential that you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have a wide range of pro-liberty T-shirts. We have a whole section made in America. Very affordable. We have another section that is not made in America, if you choose, that is less expensive. We just give you the choice. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all the Moan Labe line. We've got more of the long-sleeve camo shirts in that are so popular. We've got another run of a limited edition, new design of Moan Labe brass belt buckles. We've got a few of these silver double-stamped or triple-stamped coins in. Moan Labe commemorative, 500, and that's it. They're almost gone. Comes with a free lapel pin, 1776, worldwide. We've also got hundreds of other T-shirts, a lot of which I designed, a lot of which other patriots designed. Point is, this is an Alex Jones designed shirt. We've got beanie caps, baseball caps, camo caps, and it's about meeting like-minded people, and it's about spreading the word. We've got to be walking billboards for liberty, and your purchase ends up funding the operation. So it's a win, 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 win. You get good-looking clothing, promote freedom, meet like-minded people, and fund this operation. InfoWarsLife.com. True nascent iodine, X2, deep earth crystal source. Nobody else has got this. We had to jump through DEA hoops when we came out with this a few years ago. This stuff turns into gas when it's put on top of a hot plate. The stuff that's put into the palm oil. Nobody. This is not the garbage stuff that'll kill you at the store or whatever. This is, you know, approved, powerful, true, pure iodine, purest out there. That's why it turns bright blue purple on paper, not black or red, like the bound garbage iodine that's out there that's in alcohol. Believe me, we had a clean source of this that was from seaweed, but was too hard to get and wasn't as strong when we discovered the crystal source. And we went around to all the other manufacturers and big companies and just could not put our name on it. And so it took us years to finally come up with this. And it's groundbreaking because you got all these bad halogens in you. This is the good halogen, and it just basically pulls them out. It's amazing. The amount of energy. Well, you've heard the rave reviews from listeners. You can get two bottles of X2 right now and get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Booster. herbal immunity booster that's got scores of well-known, just time immemorial things like elderberry, you name it, that boost natural health and vitality and immunity. You get a free bottle of that when you get two bottles of X2. Try it, and you're supporting the broadcast, and I think you'll come back and get more. We've also got the, talking about the gut, we've got the Oxy powder that Hollywood loves. That flushes out all that garbage. It's time-released oxygen. We've got the Oxy powder and a bunch of other great products at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have the methylcobalamin, nutraceutical, pharmaceutical-grade, vegan-based vitamin B12 that you can take sublingually and has a much higher absorption rate from the research we've looked at. And you've got Secret 12 available and just a lot of other great products that are groundbreaking, but are also very, very simple. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And also please support our local AM and FM affiliates and spread the word. Okay, that's the mid-air refueling to fund the operation. Dr. Wakefield, I can ask questions. I can rant and rave. Brief the people out there where we are now in this totalitarian push to force inoculation. Now it's do or die. We're close to breaking their back. That's why we're seeing their Battle of the Bulge moment when, let's just compare them to Hitler. We've driven them back, we're winning, and they hit us with everything they've got. But you can see that Jeb Dietrich out there leading this attack doesn't have the moral high ground. He's going to fail. I don't care how big and black his army tanks are. The ground troops are out there with their bazookas. We're taking these tanks out right now. Let's talk about what's happening. You've got the floor.
Well, I think you've characterized it very well. This is a do-or-die moment. It's absolutely crucial in the history of this country and indeed the world of who prevails. Who do your children actually belong to? And if we do not get William Thompson before a congressional series of committees that unearth the precise nature and extent of the fraud at the CDC and how they...
That's the big whistleblower.
That is the big whistleblower. Then if we do not do that, and if we lose this battle, your children, you... will be owned by the pharmaceutical industry and your children and your children's children.
Slavery.
And they are simply a marketplace for those companies. They are quantified in terms of vaccination for every birth in how much revenue they will generate for the pharmaceutical industry in a mandated program for which there is no real recourse to any kind of compensational litigation if your children are harmed. So they want to take away your rights as to whether your children should be vaccinated or not, according to your decision. But if your child is harmed, and vaccines are, according to the Supreme Court, unavoidably unsafe, then you are left to pick up the pieces. And that is the system that we face, and at the end of it is a massive profit for the pharmaceutical industry. Now, the way to do this, Alex, is to get your congressman to support Bill Posey. And you must do this. It's no good sitting there. So we've made it easy for you. Go to theautismmediachannel.com, and on there... there are 30 pages of complaint that I have written with Dr. Brian Hooker, which characterize precisely the fraud committed by the CDC, based upon the documents provided to us by William Thompson, the whistleblower. And those documents must be put in the hands of your congressman so that they know exactly what happened, and then they can give Bill Posey his support in getting this to committee.
That's right. Highlight them. Go to their offices or when they're back in your state and give it to them. Hold them by the hand and say, listen, kids are getting hurt. You read this fraud and get up off your butt.
And here's the thing. Those congressional, they're in recess next week. So they are coming back, many of them, to their district. You can go and meet them in your district. You don't have to travel to D.C., but you make sure that every congressman in this country is aware of exactly what's going on. Because at the moment, pharma lobbyists are scaling Capitol Hill like orcs storming Helm's Deep. It's a hideous sight. And even though...
you can see their huge offensive. I mean, this is Battle of the Bulge. I mean, they're throwing everything they've got.
And this is a matter between Congress and a congressional agency or a federal agency, the CDC. It shouldn't involve the pharma lobbyists at all. The congressman should have the chutzpah to say to them, this is none of your business. You may be indirectly affected by the outcome of this, but this is between us and a federal agency that has committed an alleged fraud. So get out of my office and wait for the result.
Well, think about with government-run health care that's run by special interests and written by it, they can just make us buy whatever, quote, health products they want, including tainted vaccines. This is super high-tech slavery. I mean, this is over the top.
Yeah, so please go to autismmediachannel.com, download those PDF documents, and get them in front of your representative. do not hesitate. Next week, they will be back in district, and they will be available to you. So make it happen, because if we lose this battle, we lose it for a very, very long time.
Elaborate on how, where's the lawsuit going, how your colleague, the co-author, super prestigious. I mean, I looked him up, like you said, one of the top gastro experts in the UK or Europe. That's why they were so scared of you guys and had to shut you down, because you're smart, well-spoken, prestigious, getting results, helping people, had to be destroyed. But they failed. You came back like the Phoenix, and that's so exciting. So break down where that fight's going right now as well.
Certainly. Let me start with John Walker Smith. When the GMC rendered their opinion and had their decision and had us struck off the medical register in the UK, both Professor Walker Smith and I filed an appeal. And I did not get funded for my appeal. It would have cost me about £500,000, which I didn't have, to fight that appeal, so I had to withdraw my...
Because they destroyed your livelihood.
That's right. His was funded, and he took it to the High Court. This was the first time it had ever been in front of a proper judiciary. The judge, Justice Mitting, destroyed the GMC, destroyed them. He essentially accused them of being incompetent, unable to handle evidence. They did not know how to... He accused them of being biased. They rejected evidence that was valid. They had no idea what they were doing. Yes, they did, actually, because they were doing it deliberately.
Well, they were setting you up.
They had been given their marching orders, and they were going to get a guilty verdict, whatever. And at the end of it, counsel on behalf of the GMC admitted, said, we're sorry, we know our mistakes were made, and we didn't handle this properly, and the judge said, it would be a shame if this were ever to happen again. You go away and you change your whole process of conducting these fitness to practice inquiries. So it was demolished. However, they got what they wanted, and that was taking my license away.
And now autism rates have gone, I mean, they vary. The highest are in South Korea, correct me if I'm wrong, like 1 in 30-something. It's 1 in 50-something here now. It was a 1 in 68. It was 1 in 25,000 30 years ago. I mean, I can see the children when I'm at the grocery store or I'm out in public. Kids aren't looking too good. And the babies aren't, and I mean, you go to a movie theater, sometimes the thing is just full of autistic children, God bless their little hearts, you know, babbling, and just going through hell. And I go to doctor's offices sometimes, you know, take my children to the pediatrician, and I'll be in there and there's like 15 kids and like 5 of them are autistic. I mean, this is an epidemic. Is it going to be 1 in 10, 1 in 5, 1 in 2? I mean, how long will this go? How many? I mean, does half the population have to be sitting in the corner in diapers, cussing when they're 15 years old, screaming at their parents before we do something?
I think the way to look at this, Alex, is look at the CDC's own numbers on this and look at the trend over time. It's now, what, as you say, around 1 in 50. If you extrapolate from that and you look at the risk for autism for a child born today, it's 1 in 25. And it's estimated that by 2025, it will be 1 in 2 children will have autism if nothing is done about it. And that is completely, the situation now is completely unacceptable. But that will be a disaster. No economy in the world can sustain that kind of attrition of its population. So something has got to be done immediately.
Well, yeah, something was done. Have you read Eco-Science written by the current White House science czar?
I have not.
It's pretty interesting. They talk about social engineering through medical systems, water and vaccines to get people in line. Yeah. Pretty interesting. It was written by, they think there's too many people, Paul R. Ehrlich, Annie H. Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren. And this book is digitally online for free. They try to pull it down when people find it, because it's pretty shocking. This was basically adopted by UNESCO as a global shadow policy to carry out social engineering through medicine.
Right. Well, keep an eye on your copy, Alex. I might have to steal it before I go.
Well, you can borrow it. You're certainly welcome to.
Thank you. But, you know, and the other issue is, what happens? Okay, there are two elements to this. There's the epidemic that's occurring now, and then there are the children who are already damaged. What do we do about those children as they age out and they become adults? As you say, sitting in diapers at the age of 15, 20, 25, unable to cope, unable to deal with themselves. And we had a tragic case here in Austin the other day of a young man who was in a group home in the district, in the community, and a simple thing happened. I think someone stood on a DVD of his. He had a meltdown. He went running around the district, knocking on doors, and he was shot 4 times, shot to death. That these people cannot cope in the community. They have no idea.
Yeah, it's scary when a 25-year-old autistic man's at your door,
yeah.
And we're sad he got shot. But, I mean, and cops are shooting them all the time, too, because you get some guy running at you screaming. I mean, it's...
Yeah. And nobody understands the problem. This is the problem. The people out there in the community do not understand what autism is or that these individuals have no sense of danger whatsoever. So what are we going to do with all of these autistic adults? And that's... a tragedy, and someone here in Austin, Polly Tommy, is creating the Autism Trust to provide a long-term home for these individuals where they won't be drugged. They won't be simply put on psychotropic medications which have no indication in autism whatsoever but make life easier for the carers.
I think I met him out in Lakeway.
Polly is, you probably met her husband.
Husband, yeah.
The husband and wife team. And
he was showing me all the stuff they're going to build the campus. Pretty amazing.
Absolutely, that's right. So, It's an exciting time for people here in Austin, but one of these places is not going to be anywhere near enough. You could deal where you could have 10 or 15 in Austin alone, let alone the rest of Texas or the country.
Well, I know a lot of personal friends, some quite famous people as well. I mean, you'll be on the phone with them, and, you know, their kids in the background going just over and over again screaming at them, I mean, for hour after hour after hour. I mean, it is... I couldn't think of a way to debilitate a society better. You know, they came up with the 223 to just wound people in Vietnam because they found that would debilitate the Vietnamese if they had to have five people take care of somebody who was just wounded instead of dead. Well, that's what this is. It's like a walking dead. I mean, they're just walking wounded. It's incredible. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provista de viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
AutismMediaChannel.com. 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 I was about to say, if I knew that a car was dumped over outside on a child, I would jump up with energy, I would run out there, and I would try to get the child out front of the car. Because I've done that before. You know, been on the highway and a car flips, people are stuck, and we help people out. Not a hero. I saved a lady one time with a Heimlich maneuver. Came out of the bathroom. No one was helping the lady. She was turning blue, falling over on the table. They just kept saying, call 911, call 911, call 911. And then I went over there, and she coughed up all this bread, and people thought I was a hero then. That's why we're in so much trouble, is that it's not heroic to do the right thing to help people. And the instinct to stand up against tyranny has been lost to a great extent. Everybody needs to go to AutismMediaChannel.com, get the data, send it to Congress, get involved today. Because there is a war going on, and we need to mobilize against Big Pharma and the social engineers that are engaged in this. We need to take action. And I got to tell you, Dr. Wakefield, your partner's been exonerated. You don't have the money to go through the process. You were saying during the break they should just, you know, exonerate you, but they don't want to step down that far and admit that they're that wrong. But what are they going to do as the vaccines just keep ravaging everyone? They're going to lose this fight in the end.
Well, one thing I want to talk about, Alex, one of the most insidious problems with this is that I was sent a seventh grader's test the other day, standardized test for seventh graders across the country. And it said, 10 years ago, a doctor wrote a paper. He made it all up, and since then, we've all been much sicker. And then there were a series of questions that these seventh graders had to answer, which went along with that notion that there was fraud, it was all made up, that children weren't being damaged, that vaccines weren't causing problems. And here's the problem, that you had to give them the answer they wanted. So to pass the test, you had to comply, and to comply, you had to lie. And that is the poisoning of young minds. That is what the Nazis did in schools to alienate school children from foreigners, from the Jews. They called them foreigners. How many aliens, they say, lived in this country?
Auslanders.
Absolutely extraordinary. And that same thing is happening now in schools. And if you do not give them the answer you want, they want, you will fail the test.
Well, that's Common Core. That's exactly what they do. They'll have questions like, guns are killing more people now. How do we stop it? We ban them. And they're just putting brainwashing directly into the tests themselves. It's outrageous.
It's incredible because, you know, what that will do is self-select those people who are compliant, not the people who think critically and ask questions and say, no, actually, I've read differently, or My sibling, my brother or sister experienced this, and I know that vaccine damage is a real problem. Fail. Out.
Look at this article. McDonald's gives free vaccines with Happy Meals in Texas. Would you like a hepatitis A shot with your Happy Meal? Anthony Gucciardi, and it's out of Amarillo.com, is the original article. Can you believe that?
And do McDonald's give informed consent at the same time? Do they hand them that product insert and say, here are a list of the problems that you could have with this vaccine?
No, I don't think they do.
No, of course they don't. It's absolutely disgraceful. These things are being treated like candy. And these are viral agents or, you know, sort of mutations of viral agents or extracts of viral agents that have a known downside. And yet they're being given in McDonald's in what, exchange for a Happy Meal? Absolutely incredible.
Well, instead of getting a toy now with your GMO Bill Gates garbage, you know, he's on the board with those folks. Instead, you now get a loving vaccine on top of it. We'll be right back with the final few minutes with Dr. Wakefield.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA.
DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.